Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
I'm pretty good, I think. Well, I think. Trying to figure out what time I'm supposed to sit down and watch football today.
A lot of it yesterday.
Aren't there 12 games on today? No?
Felt weird on Sunday waking up and not seeing a college football game. That was kind of weird. New Year's Day is supposed to be college day, but it turned out to be NFL day, so it was okay, I guess.
Yeah, it was just the irony in it. Last weekend, and when I say last weekend, I mean the weekend before this past one, you know, the Christmas weekend, on Christmas Day, no NFL games. They moved them all up to Saturday to make way for the NBA, which nobody cares about and hardly anybody watches. But yet on New Year's Day, it's kind of a, you know, that's what you expect is all those bowl games. What's New Year's Day without the Rose Bowl? I mean, seriously. And you wake up on New Year's Day and all the bowl games get pushed back to Monday.
Yeah.
I hope you had a chance to have the day off yesterday so you could enjoy some of it.
Yeah.
And eat lots of junk food. There's nothing healthy about that at all, is there?
No.
Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got to use Maytag Drying Center in. Like new condition. Two front load washers and dryers. Both sets in good condition. Used automatic washer. Used gas and electric clothes dryers. Still have that portable washer with a matching 115-volt dryer. Great for an apartment use. Three used refrigerators with a bottom freezer. Got two used refrigerators with top freezers. Four used side-by-sides, two of them near new. 25-cubic-foot upright freezer, almost new. Two used electric ranges and a matched washer-dryer set in good working condition. Lots of new washers and dryers by Whirlpool, Maytag, and Man LG in the state. Top loads, front loads with matching gas or electric dryers. Stack units for those of you with space problems. Do have a closeout on some front load models at some very, very attractive prices. Got Speed Queen washers made in the USA. They carry a three-year parts labor and in-home warranty service, 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in. Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Estate. Some specials on some closeouts because of model changes. And, of course, we do deliver, install, and, yes, we take care of the service after the sale. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, you know what today is? It's January 3rd.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. Oh, yeah, it's that caucus thing, too, tonight. Yeah, just in case you probably haven't heard, or you may perhaps have forgotten about it, because it doesn't, you know, just doesn't get that kind of publicity. It's all you've gotten so far. Well, we talked a little bit about caucus process a week or so ago, but I just kind of thought this morning, just to save some hassle and things, probably ought to stress a few things tonight as far as caucus goes. Now, contrary to popular belief, Democrats also will be caucusing tonight. I know all the focus has been on the Republican side, and that's largely because of this mistaken impression that the only reason people go to caucus is just to vote for a presidential candidate, but that's the least important of the reasons to go to caucus. Democrats will also be caucusing tonight at their locations this evening to do all the important caucus business of electing leadership and delegates and taking care of all that important business of setting platform and starting that process all rolling. But on the Republican side, there'll be obviously a lot more focus tonight because there will be a presidential preference poll that will be taken. And if you've never participated in that process before, it's just a part of caucus. So don't be frustrated if you have never attended caucus before and you show up tonight thinking that all you're going to do, it's just like election day, all you're going to do is walk in, register, sit down, and vote and leave. That's not the way it works. There's a lot more business to take care of, all the regular business that needs to be taken care of, which is actually the important stuff. The presidential preference poll is not very important in the grand scheme of things, but our primary system will get that taken care of later on this year in June. But that's what everybody seems to want to focus on when all this stuff happens, and it's a very informal process. And, you know, there's, of course, there's one huge bug in the system anyway with regard to anybody can go to caucus. And when I say anybody, I mean anybody. For example, if you want to attend a Republican caucus tonight and you happen to be a registered Republican, you simply show up and check in. If you are a Democrat and you want to get involved in the Republican caucus, you can certainly do that. Or a Republican can go to the Democrat caucus. You can certainly do that. You do have to change your party registration when you get there. There will be registration forms when you show up. And you can change your affiliation for that particular event. And also non-party individuals as well. Some folks call them independents. They're actually non-party voters. But non-party voters, individuals can also show up, and but you do have to register as that party when you go to the caucus. So, and that's kind of the big bug. How do you really police all that stuff? You know, bring a photo ID with you. It would be helpful. But when you do show up, if you intend to show up tonight, and I'll just lay it right out on the line, the crowds at caucuses are usually pretty steady. But when you do have the presidential preference poll taking place, the crowds can get quite large. Sometimes the locations, the rooms where these events will take place, perhaps which are plenty big enough in a normal year, are nowhere near big enough to handle some of the folks that will show up this time around. Just as a point of reference, in my particular precinct, which is the 5th Ward here in Atlantic, which is the largest of the voting precincts in the county here in Cass County, but still, it was just outrageous. Usually, it seemed like the steady crowd on a normal non-presidential preference poll caucus, you caucus every 2 years, would be around, 18, maybe 20 people would show up. And it's a lot of the usual folks that are involved in party politics to help get the process started. I think there were nearly like 140 that showed up the last time in our precinct for 4 years ago when we had the last presidential preference poll. While it's great to see the turnout, what's frustrating is to see people who never show up again. You know, what would be nice is if they get a taste of the process and then decide they want to continue to be involved and keep moving forward. Granted, that's not going to happen with everyone, but that would be the preference. But anyway, here's your helpful tip. It starts at 7 tonight. Okay? It starts at 7 o'clock tonight. Don't show up at 6:59 and expect you're going to get things taken care of. You know, I'm not saying you got to show up here in the next 45 minutes to make sure you get checked in, but if you show up at the last possible moment, it's likely that you're not going to be able to participate. The reason I say that is because everyone has to be checked in, and the process shuts off at 7 o'clock. If you're not checked in by 7 o'clock, you won't be able to participate. It's the way the rules are. Now, if you show up at 6:59 and say you want to change parties, you're a non-party voter, but you want to be involved in a Republican caucus, and you show up at 6:59, are you absolutely certain that you're going to be able to get that registration form filled out in 1 minute and get somebody to take a look at it and make sure it's legit? I'm thinking you're going to have a problem with that. So give yourself some time tonight. If there's any advice I can give you whatsoever to make the caucus process go as easy as possible with as little hitch as possible, it's to make sure you show up plenty early for those events tonight. This isn't church. You can't roll in at the last possible moment and still expect to get a seat. You need to make sure you get there plenty early so that you have an opportunity to register. And as I said, even if you are a registered voter with that particular party, when you show up, they have registration sheets there with all the eligible registered voters for that precinct. So they'll be kind of going through and taking a look at a lot of those things. Now, there might also be some looky-loos that may show up as well. I know 4 years ago, I used to be chairman of the Republican Party here in Cass County, so I'm pretty familiar with this. I used to set this stuff up. But I know that 4 years ago, we had some looky-loos come in, some different people who were involved with the different candidates that wanted to come in and maybe observe the process. What I made them do is I took some tables and cordoned off a section of the room and told them you're not to leave that area. You have to stay behind those tables and not leave, because you don't want to run the risk of them filling out a little slip of paper with the preference. You know, you don't want to goof up your numbers. You want to try to police that as best you can. So there might be some other folks in the room as well. Of course, it's you may have noticed it's gotten a little bit of media attention, just a little. Well, there might actually be some media types that may show up at some of the different caucus locations. And, you know, all of those things will take away some of the attention from those who are leading that particular caucus, the local chairs that are set up to help facilitate those caucus processes. So, you know, you may have some of those kinds of things. So, and that will take time away from some of the other things that they could be doing. So, again, I guess what I'm saying is there's so much going on and so much interest, so much attention, so much work to be done at these particular events this evening, that if you can in any way, shape, or form show up plenty early so that you can get checked in, and grab a seat and not have to worry about that stuff anymore. That would really help to make a lot of folks' evenings go a lot quicker, including yours, a lot easier. There's nothing worse than standing there at the last possible moment wondering if you are or aren't registered, and then if not, filling out a form. And what if, you know, like I said, 7 o'clock's the cutoff time. When that happens, boom, that's it. If you're standing in line, you're out of luck. So make sure that you get there early enough to get yourself taken care of. And again, know if you're registered. You know, if you think you're registered but you're not absolutely certain, again, get there early enough so that you can get that checked out. They will have registration forms there at the location to fill out, but don't try to do all that stuff at the very last moment. And 7 o'clock is that drop dead time, so make sure you get all that taken care of so that you have a good time tonight with that. They want folks to be involved. It is frustrating when people just show up to vote and then they just leave and that's it, and they really don't care about anything else, but you know, at least they're taking an interest in being involved. But it would be nice if folks would spend some more time with the entire process, learn about it, and help the parties move forward with their agendas and their thoughts and ideas and things. The more people you can get, anytime you're going to sit down and try to come up with some different ideas, the better. So take some time to check out the process in total. But again, make sure you get there plenty early so we don't have any problems there tonight. Really, the last thing you want is a bunch of angry folks when you have a crowd full of people because they just didn't get there early enough. So make sure you get there plenty early to get that registration and stuff taken care of. If you have no idea where your caucus locations are, it has nothing to do with where you vote. If you are not sure where your caucus locations are, you might want to check the last couple weeks of editions of your local newspaper, because it, by rule, those things have to be published a couple of times in the newspaper on certain dates. So in the last couple of weeks, you'll probably find a couple of those notices in the paper. If not, you can always call your local county auditor's office as well. Those locations all have to be filed with the auditor's office in advance also, so they could tell you where you need to go to caucus this evening. So good luck. Have fun. Get there early so we don't have any troubles. Kendall Warren, I'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got lots of gas and electric ranges. Freestanding models on display. Full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special orders, such as slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, range hoods, cooktops, and of course we do have some closeouts on some models. Do have a closeout on two slide-in ranges. Got freezers chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Holland gas grills, no flare-ups are possible. Refrigerators by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, Estate, and Frigidaire. Got a very good selection of models, colors, and prices. Got no big discounts, just the best price we can offer. And top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Pots on, the peanuts are out, and stop in and see us today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. 7 o'clock, make sure you're there and seated in time to be a part of the process. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.